1050 WLIP.
6:42, Wake Up Kenosha, Bill and Pete, AM 1050 WLIP. And Wednesday morning, we like to set aside a few minutes, Bill, to give, the continuing saga of Healthy Pete, but also to get some health tips out there for people and weight loss tips along the way. So help us do that, from Wayless MD and Wellness in Kenosha, it's Sherry Stoka. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Doing good. Nice to have you once again on the broadcast this morning. An interesting topic. I don't know if we've ever broached this before, but the topic of dieting, nutrition, and pregnancy. Now, Pete and I have never been pregnant.
Don't plan on it anytime soon.
But I don't think it's physically possible for us to.
So we're
going to
lean on
children.
You really hard on this one, Sherry, because we don't have a lot of experience on it.
So the question being, Sherry, why is it so important for women to kind of understand how this works and the state of their health before and during pregnancy?
Yeah, and obviously this is such an important topic for obviously so many people. And, you know, when you think about nutrition, I mean, obviously nutrition is very, very important. But when a woman is, you know, at her childbearing age or she becomes pregnant, I mean, it just becomes so crucial because we think about how important it is to our health, but women typically are not thinking about what it does to the child, you know, not only when they're bearing this, you know, and having this child grow inside of them, but afterwards, what that means for their long-term health is so significant. And it goes beyond the nutrition. It gets into more of like the whole body, the gut, the hormones. There's so many components that we need to be thinking about when a woman is either getting ready to be pregnant or is pregnant.
Yeah. Now, is there a right way and a wrong way to do this? I mean, is it something that you can rubber stamp for everybody, or is every situation different when it comes to this?
Well, I think, you know, the recommendations for nutrition when a woman becomes pregnant is pretty basic. I mean, it has not changed in years. And the recommendation is eat 300 more calories a day. So if you think about that for 1 second, you know, the majority of people already are eating more than 300 calories per day, right? So we kind of, it just has been my experience and the people that we see. If we were eating what we're supposed to be eating, say an average woman needs about 1,400 to 1,500 calories. So when she becomes pregnant, maybe that's 1,800. So that we're not eating that way, you know.
Yeah.
So when we think
right.
we think that you become pregnant and now everything is out the door, you are free to eat whatever you want. And
yeah,
then,
that's
know,
kind of a conception that people have is that okay, it's carte blanche. Now I can go crazy because I'm eating for two, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And we definitely know that the body is so smart and so sophisticated that even if you weren't getting that additional 300 calories, your body's going to figure out a way to get it. So there's definitely a misconception out there about what a woman should be eating when she's, you know, when she's pregnant for sure.
Now, Sherry, how can Wayless MD and Wellness help a woman in this situation?
We really are trying to help just bring awareness to this because, you know, we've had many people that come in and they start a program and then they say, oh, I have to stop because I became pregnant. And we're like, wait, what? This is like the most important part. This is the most important time to really start to learn about your body, learn about nutrition. This is like for the rest of your life. So that's really what we can help with, not only looking and helping women and even if they're not pregnant, but thinking about pregnancy, to start thinking about not only nutrition, but the whole body picture.
So I like what you said there because I'm sure you've run into situations where women come in and say, oh, I'm pregnant. I have to put the diet thing on hold. Right now, but that's really not the case. So, I mean, are there specific things that pregnant women should be eating?
Yeah, I mean, I think like we talk about, you know, all the time, is really focusing on whole foods, right? So we're not ever really restricting food categories or anything like that. But we really just want women to not eat in excess, but to eat really whole foods. And, you know, we're working with individuals because, you know, sometimes that means nothing to someone. So that's where, you know, our dietitians will really dig a little deeper and customize plans and things like that.
Are there certain things that pregnant women need to stay away from?
Yeah, there's definitely a list of things. So anything that might, you know, anything that might be raw or, you know, anything that's undercooked, you know, where there's a list of, you know, kind of be aware. But I think another important piece to all of this is supplementation. You know, when a woman is thinking about pregnancy or has become pregnant, you know, again, they're thinking about, oh, what can I supplement? And not really realizing what's in the supplement that could be fed to the baby as well. So
yeah.
it's the whole picture. And we're so passionate about this, you know, this kind of population. And I feel like women are still that's not registering quite yet. They're just eating excess calories. That's how they're looking at it.
Yeah. I guess maybe that's where cravings come in at certain times and, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Ice cream and pickles and all those stereotypical cravings that pregnant women get. But there's a way with the help of Wayless MD and Wellness that if you're expecting, if you're with child, if you're on the nest, how about an archaic expression like that, huh? you can help yourself nutritionally, but also your child as well. And that's, I think there's a lot of education there, Sherry, that pregnant women can get with programs that you guys offer. And I'm thinking that you probably surprise quite a few of them with, you know, these programs and the help that these women get.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so much that I want to talk about right now, but obviously I know that you guys will cut me off in a millisecond, so I'm going to keep So there's a lot that we talk about with pregnant, but also men too, right? I mean, men are very much involved in this process.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. Yeah, it's really a passion of ours as well. So
yeah. So hey, Dad, support Mom too while you're there. Now Sherry Stoka, all kinds of great stuff at Wayless MD and Wellness, specific programs, no risk consultation, first visit, ask the experts. You guys got it all going on. How do I find out more about Wayless MD and Wellness?
Yeah, definitely the free consultation is going to be the best way. It is a 20 to 30 minute visit where we really get to better understand the needs of our clients. They get to know us a little bit more, but you can definitely go on our website at waylessmd.com or give us a call. Like you said, Ask the Expert is another new feature on our website, which is great as well. So many different options.
All right. Pete Sargent with his Adonis-like body is true proof of the programs at Wayless MD and Wellness. In fact, I'm sure he's in the studio right now, Sherry, flexing.
Flexing to nobody
for the female
out in the
staff,
mall.
That's right. There at Alpha Radio.
He started his new workout program, so
yeah.
We'll see how that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's exciting.
More to come on that, that's for sure.
I noticed he was a little sweaty. Sherry Stoker, Wayless MD and Wellness. Check her out. You could use some good nutritional information, and she's got it. Sherry, thank you so much. You have a great week.
Thanks, guys. You too.